Yay! This is my favorite spot. And this year, I am going to put my menorah here.
No, Avrami, this is my spot. This is where I had my menorah last year.
Well, this year, I am putting my menorah over here.
Oh, no, you won't. I had it first, and that is my spot.
But why are you pushing me?
I'm pushing you? Can you please take your menorah away from here?
Look out! What just happened?
Oh, great. Now look what you have done. You spilled an entire bottle of oil on the floor. What a mess.
Ugh. I spilled it? Why are you blaming me?
You know what, Avrami? It's the first night of Hanukkah. Let's not begin with a fight. Do you forgive me?
Of course I forgive you, Mandy. Do you forgive me?
Sure I forgive you, Avrami.
Come, Mandy. Let's put both of our menorahs in the same spot. There are certainly enough room for two, and I will help you clean up the mess on the floor so that when Tati comes home from shul, it will be nice and clean.
Thanks so much, Avrami. I will go get the towels.
Good evening, and a freilichen Chanukah to everyone.
Oh, Tati's home, a freilichen Chanukah.
Afreilichen Chanukah, Tati!
Oh, Tati, your menorah is already prepared and ready to light.
Sparkling, clean, and polished.
Wonderful!
And I know that it's absolutely not nice to fight.
A fight? What's going on, Kinderlach?
I wanted to put my menorah in that spot, but Avrami...
Because I was first to say that I am putting my menorah there. And?
Kinderlach, what is going on? Can someone please explain to me why there is oil on the floor?
The oil spilled.
It just spilled? All by itself?
I pushed his menorah by mistake.
Oh no, it was not a mistake.
Kinderlach.
We already made shalom and forgave each other.
Amazing! That is what I like to hear. Now Hashem is so proud of you. Let me ask you a question. Wasn't there enough room to fit both menorahs from the start? Space was never really the issue. It was the tricky Yetzer Hara who tried to get the two of you to argue on the very first night of the Halakha Yom Tov of Chanukah. Baruch Hashem, you both listened to the Yetzer Tov and quickly made shalom. So Kinderlach, may I ask you a question? Who won this fight?
We both won! Because we didn't listen to the Yetzer Hara.
My Rebbe gave us a very important mitzvah note. Whichever kind of menorah I am given,
I will use it with a smile.
No matter which spot I'm told to put my menorah,
I will listen with a smile.
If I'm told to use candles instead of oil,
I will listen with a smile.
Whichever zemiras I am given,
I will use it with a smile.
When I am told not to play with the licht because fire is very dangerous,
I will listen with a smile.
Wow, that's great. I really like these mitzvah notes. Playing with burning licht can cause very bad things to happen, chas v'shalom.
Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Chanukah.
Amen.
Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, she'oso nisim lavoiseinu, bayomim ha'ohem, ba'azman hazeh.
Amen.
Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, shehechayanu v'kimonu, v'igiyanu la'azman hazeh.
Amen.
Haneirois halalu anu madlikin al hanisim v'al haniflois.
Okay, now it's my turn to light the menorah. My Rebbe said that I can only hold the candle with my tati, and when I get older, I can hold it by myself. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaso. V'tzivanu le'halik ner shel Chanukah.
Amen.
Wow, the lichtelet is burning. Now I'm going to light the next one.
No, Rafi. On the first night of Chanukah, we only light one.
But Tati, why only one? Why can't I light all eight lichtelach?
Because this is the way we are supposed to do it, Rafi. We have a minhag that on every night of Chanukah, we light one more lichtele. On the first night of Chanukah, we light one lichtele. On the second night, we light two lichtelach. And on the third night, we light
three lichtelach. Because on every night of Chanukah, we light one more lichtelach. And on the eighth day of Chanukah, which is called Zeis Chanukah, we will light all eight.